I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. NASA is building a new satellite to study air pollution, and scientists are gathering in Huntsville to learn how to use it. A workshop for new air quality monitoring technology is being held at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. The air-sniffing satellite is called TEMPO, and it's set to launch around 2020. A conference is a way for scientists on the TEMPO project to answer questions that general users may have about the data and workings of the satellite. Michael Newchurch is a professor at UAH. He says more than 130 scientists and researchers plan to attend.
This is an outstanding group of very high-quality scientists presenting this to an equally competent user community. I'm biased. I will admit that I'm biased. I'm very proud of these people, but they are some of the best in the world.
Once it's in orbit, the TEMPO satellite will be able to take hour-by-hour measurements and will be capable of taking hourly measurements of the atmosphere over North America. The chairman and chief executive of the Birmingham-based Drummond Coal Incorporated has died. A statement issued by the coal company says Gary Neal Drummond died today in Birmingham at 78 years old. Drummond's father began Drummond Coal in Sipsey in 1935, and Gary Drummond began working in the mines in Walker County at age 15. He was named CEO in 1973 and has held the position ever since. Today, the family-owned Drummond has coal mines in Alabama and South America. Drummond was also a longtime trustee at the University of Alabama. Physical education teachers will be sharpening their skills today at the University of South Alabama. The campus is hosting a health and physical education conference featuring activities including bowling. Nancy Ray is a health and physical education specialist with the State Department of Education. She says the conference is looking for a specific type of teacher.
Any physical education teacher in the state of Alabama that teaches kindergarten through 12th grade, be it public or private school, or even our pre-service students that are in universities that are going for certification in physical education, can attend.
If you're interested in today's event, go to the Alabama Department of Education website. Clear skies overnight in the Tennessee Valley with lows in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the lower 70s. And partly cloudy skies as well in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.